You're listening to The Andrew Lawton Show on AM 980.
We are back. You're listening to The Andrew Lawton Show here on 980 CFPL. This is the show where we delve into all things that impact Canada, all things that impact Canadians. Glad to have you tuned into the program here. The Julie Payette case, it was interesting. I didn't realize this. I thought it was going to be some flash-in-the-pan story, which is why I spoke about it so, I'll say, passionately yesterday. But it actually has gotten a lot of legs, as we say in the business, and including for many people who don't even disagree with the idea expressed by Julie Payette, but understand that she is not the one who has the authority to make these determinations and to be controversial. And I think that now we have a national discussion needed about the role that the Governor General is intended to play, which most Canadians kind of sleepily just accept as a part of the country and don't really think too much of. But there's another question here, which is the role that faith plays in public life. And this is a question that's been studied extensively by Cartus Foundation here in Canada. And I wanted to bring into the show the Executive Vice President, Ray Pennings, who joins me on the line now. Ray, it's good to talk to you again. Thanks for coming on the program today.
Thanks for asking.
So let's talk first off about the actual idea expressed here, because she wasn't taking aim at a particular subset of creationism that's young earth creationism, people that think the earth is 5,000 years old and dinosaurs walked along man and that, which is a belief system that has been studied and debated extensively. She was taking aim at any idea that there was anything spiritual or divine that happened at all in the origin of the world. And that's really a comment that takes aim at every religion in the planet, as well as Aboriginal beliefs, etc. That was a very broad comment.
It was, and it's interesting because, you know, even the comments of the Prime Minister in support of her position highlighted the fact, and I'm quoting the Prime Minister here, that the Governor General has never hidden away from her passion for science and her deep faith that knowledge, research, and the true is the foundation for a free, stable, successful society. You know, there is a faith that she's expressing, and, you know, the Prime Minister talked about it as standing in support of science and truth, which reflects the fact that the only knowable thing, sort of, is that which science has. And yet, there are, you know, 67%, two out of three Canadians are certain, or at least think that God exists. There's lots of difference among them about it, but there is a sense that that God is real and makes a difference in their lives. And, you know, you mentioned the creation stories that are essential to Aboriginal understandings. Most of the immigrants coming into our country come from backgrounds that involve a deep sense of faith. So I think it is very concerning that the Governor General, who represents the Queen and is supposed to represent the country and be the spokesman, makes such a sweeping statement that's dismissive of what two out of three Canadians hold dear.
So let's talk then about the challenges that we see unfolding in the way that we view this, because you're right to point out that there is a large portion of Canadians that aren't necessarily on the same page as far as specific religions are concerned, but do believe that there is something to this idea of divinity. There is something to this idea of being a supreme being here. And I have to wonder if the flaw is pitting religion against science, which I know is not a new fight, but also I don't think it's a very accurate representation here. I know a great many scientists who are religious and a great many religious people, even throughout history, who have a very strong set of knowledge and empirical data.
Yeah, no, I readily agree. I don't think, you know, science tells us an awful lot in terms of the how questions of life, of how things work. But there are some things, questions of science, that go beyond. They're metaphysical questions, and scientists themselves struggle with that. So I think it is, you know, science is a very important and essential part, but it is not the whole of life. And, you know, my concern is that this comment, and it's not just the words, it's also the tone, which, you know, was quite dismissive of those. You know, it's sort of like, can you even believe this is still happening in 2017?
Yeah.
There, you know, it was painting to the fringes. And, you know, it was interesting, there was a case of the Human Rights Commission of Ontario a while ago, and they called out something called, which they labeled faithism, which they deemed as, you know, a problem. And it was just interesting. Fazio Baba from Osgoode Law Hall, who is a Muslim, as I believe, you know, commenting on that, noted that what the Human Rights Commission was talking about in the derision of faith is it's the negative stereotyping of people who come out of the closet as possessing faith. What these comments reflect is sort of a superiority that, you know, those who have faith are somehow not quite as equal in terms of their thinking, and they have to catch up to things. And she equivalated faith, horoscopes, those who use naturopath medicine. It was a sweeping, you know, obviously they're not all equal along the way, but my concern is very much how she views her own role and the challenge of bringing this is a role to bring people together, and she speaks on behalf of all Canadians. And, you know, you can't just say she was speaking to a science conference. When you're the Governor General, you're always speaking publicly.
Yes, and you're also, when you have a role that is a ceremonial role wholly, you cannot be speaking as an individual person. You're speaking as the representative of the Crown. And I know that this distinction gets into the weeds for some people, but it's a very important one when you look at the fact that if a Prime Minister had made a comment like this, you know, pundits could debate it, I could talk about it on my show, I could get calls, and if the voters didn't like it, they could turf him, because we expect political comments from the Prime Minister or those vying for that job. With the Governor General, that's very different.
It goes one step further. Let's imagine she had made this call. She was the Governor General and had made this comment a few months before the crisis, if you will, on proroguing Parliament with Prime Minister Harper some years ago. And, you know, Stéphane Dion is the opposition leader. And now she has to go and make that decision that Governor General Jean had to do at the time. Coming out on what is an issue of this sort, which is a political issue, regardless of where you stand on it, there are different points of view that are expressed in the country. Would we have the confidence that she's making, the Governor General would make the decision as to which party would continue in power or not, uninfluenced by those views? It raises questions about the ability to carry out not just the ceremonial, but also the official roles of the Governor General.
I don't know if a study like this has ever been done in Canada, or for that matter in the U.S., but if anyone knew, it would be you. So I'll put it to you here, Ray. Has there been anything that has ever shown a correlation, either positive or the absence of a correlation, between faith and education, or faith and awareness?
There are some studies, including CARTIS has a significant study on education systems, and we can show various connections between faith schools and educational outcomes. And frankly, the results are mixed along the way.
So there's nothing that shows that religious people are more intelligent, but conversely, nothing that shows they're less intelligent.
Absolutely not. In fact, you know, the most likely person to get a PhD on a per capita basis is a homeschooled religious person.
Really?
Counterintuitively. Huh. Now, they're also the most likely only to have a grade 12 education. And, you know, it's easy to throw out stereotypes. My point by, you know, I can select data out of this. It's really mixed along the way. There's no clear pattern, but what it does show is there is no difference. There are very, you know, in terms of academic achievements, people of faith, and, you know, I'm using faith schools here as a proxy for that, along the way, by all means, are competing in every way as the rest of society.
So if we bring this back to the way forward here, all of a sudden, Julie Payette's faith has become, or lack thereof, has become a topic of relevance that it never has been before for the Governor General in recent history. And I doubt she'll actually walk this back, because she's getting enough support from people that are jumping up and down cheering, these people that certainly see this as a boon to the atheist narrative and as an attack on people of faith. But I do think it's interesting that we seem to be at a point in time where people, and I was chatting about this a few moments ago, aren't just content to say, I don't believe that, but you can go about it. There's this war, and even people without faith seem very hell-bent, if I may use the term, on attacking the faith of those who have it. And that, to me, is very problematic.
I would agree. We were just talking in the office this morning. Just in the last week, we had the Premier of Alberta make sweeping and totally inaccurate statements about what Catholics believe and refuse to take them back. We have the ongoing debate of Bill 62 in Quebec and religious head coverings. We have this issue. We had a Supreme Court decision yesterday dealing with Indigenous land claims and their freedom of religion tied to that. And, you know, that's a complex as to where religion and Indigenous rights overlap. But, you know, in 1 week's time, we've got four or five major stories of which a common theme is not only a lack of understanding of people with different faith groups, but a certain degree of hostility towards them that probably 5 years ago wasn't the norm.
No, and I would say, to take that one step further, that this is going to backfire on the Prime Minister, I think, because the leader of Canada's government, not just Trudeau, but also Harper and every predecessor, has sent out a statement for every holiday under the sun. You get the Diwali proclamation, the Christmas greeting, the Hanukkah greeting, the Yom Kippur, the Ramadan, all of this. So from a political perspective, they want to reach out to these religious groups and say, yes, we value your holy day and we value your beliefs. But now to have on this side Trudeau lauding the Governor General for taking aim at that, that is going to cause very problematic undertones.
And it, as I pointed out earlier, what I found striking is, you know, when I printed out the transcript of the quote, to have the Prime Minister using language of her deep faith and truth, you know, which I don't think was intended, but is an implicit, you know, our worldview matters. We all have a worldview. We all have fundamental beliefs about metaphysics and why we are here, where we're going, and they shape how we understand day-to-day issues of life. And I think the very fact that he used metaphysical language of faith and truth to describe the Governor General's point of view tells us an awful lot.
Ray Pennings, Executive Vice President of CARDIS, joining me on the line here. Ray, thanks so much, sir.
It's always a pleasure, Andrew.
All right, likewise.